Trevor, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me. Conor McGregor, 45 million fan. Fair play to him.
Absolutely. So come here. How did Sport Endorse and Kerry Ladies Football partner up then?
Do you know what? We've a Sport Endorse group WhatsApp, and one of the teams sent around the tweet that Anna Galvin sent out about costing her €1,800 a month to play for her county. I was like, oh, yeah. They need to do something. So we reached out to Declan, and we started working and helping them. Tidal Sports have supported them with product and some cash. And there's more and more happening. PST, Colin and his team have done so as well. And we've a lot more happening. It's great. It's great to see it. It's really not great that our female footballers are training just as hard as the men and having to pay their own expense. I don't think it's good enough. You know, that's it.
Yeah, and I mean, Kerry Ladies have benefited greatly in recent weeks. Is it four different partnerships you've helped them to source?
Yeah, a title is one. One we can't name yet, but it's done. PST and then Super Value have looked after them. But look, we'll do a lot more on the Sport Endorse platform. We've, you know, over 2,600 companies and athletes. 40% of them are females. And we treat all our athletes, no matter if you're John Egan or Ron O'Gara, we treat them all the same, equally the same. If they, you know, and that's the way it should be. And yeah, that's it.
The likes of Sport Endorse then, Trevor, I mean, do they come about primarily because somebody spots a gap in the market? Is that your backstory?
We got an opportunity, Joe. Declan and I talked about it, you know, over a pint maybe a couple of times about doing it. And we did spot a gap in the market. And we got a chance in Madison Square Garden with a boxer. And that was our breakthrough, really. Sellout crowd, Michael Buffer calling out our sponsors, sponsoring the shorts, sponsoring the canvas. And we got hooked. We made a few quid that day and we came home. And actually, what happened with that is, all of a sudden, we had 20 athletes, rugby players, Olympians trying to make their grade, footballers, Gaelic footballers, camogie players. We had 100 athletes all of a sudden. Like, what are we going to do this? There's only two of us. So we were part-time at the time. In 2018, we went full-time. We built our team around us then. So there's 10 of us now on the Prentice William Street Upper in Dublin. And we had to build a platform because of the amount of talent and actually companies not knowing how to book talent. That was a surprising thing too, that actually how do they go about it, how do they monetize it, how do they value it. So listen, we're very happy. Over 50 athletes signed up in the last 36 hours, 10 companies. And you're a bit of good luck to me, Joe, because after our call yesterday, I got a call from an agent in England, Marco, and he wants to sign these 70 footballers onto the platform because he doesn't do the boot deals and the endorsement stuff. So I'm actually going to remember this call, you know.
Good. What's my commission then?
I tell you what, we work it out, but yeah, we do share it, Tom. Yeah.
So, I mean, you facilitate such link-up, Trevor. It really is to help all parties involved maximise their potential, which they're probably not even aware of, is it?
Correct. Like, look, everyone has a brand value, right? A brand is, you have a brand, Joe, you're a radio presenter. So your brand is you to look after it every day. And there's a value to that if you're an elite athlete. And yes, of course, it's about kind of monetizing and helping them be the best they can be on the pitch. Because this stuff off the pitch, there's a bit of friction. What will they ask for there? What will they charge? And that's why they're coming to us and asking for advice. So that's really it. Yeah.
Does it surprise you the amount of sports people who don't have an agent or aren't represented?
It does, but like even us, we've 66 different disciplines from, you know, Paralympians, badminton players, Nina Carberry. It did surprise me, right? But all it took really was a bit of professionalism and a bit of thought. I was surprised. And like even for ourselves, a company that's, you know, 4 years old, it's scaling at a rate of knots. And they're coming in from America. They're coming in from England. Like, the thing is, a Brazilian footballer can download my app and he can apply for opportunities there and then. So the technology has been brilliant for us. It's brought us to a whole new level in terms of the outreach and the data we're gathering for our platform is quite astounding. Why they are booking female athletes, why they're booking male, how much they're paying, what kind of product deals are going on. So look, very interesting. And long may it continue. We hope to... we are bringing it into the colleges in America with the new NIL name, image and likeness rule that's after been approved. And there's 530,000 student athletes there every year. So that's going on in the background as well. And our day-to-day stuff. But yeah, for us to kind of, as a team of 10, it'd be very hard to kind of manage and represent 2,600 athletes, right? So mm-hmm. we have to build the technology to help us scale and help us. Yes, of course, I have to... you know, talk to the production team when Nina Carberry's on Dancing with the Stars, and that's all the traditional business. Of course you do all that work, but this stuff is interesting to us too.
Is this just the tip of the iceberg, what you've experienced so far?
Yeah, well, it is, Joe. It's amazing. And like, even female sport has grown so big. And my engine, my sport endorse engine, can take hundreds of thousands of athletes and companies. That's reality. So we're very hopeful. Yeah, I think the future is bright. I think for all female athletes and certainly for sport endorse too.
It's word of mouth, but it's also, do you go chasing people? Do they come to you?
Yeah, I mean, when we started out, it was organic. It was just ringing people and doing it ourselves. We have a marketing team who kind of spend money every month and targeting. I'd say, man, if go after Wimbledon there, get me some tennis players, you know. And we can target it quite easily. We do spend money on marketing. We have a good sales and marketing team. You know, we've good sales people. We've a good sales team. We've good sales and marketing team. And then we've ops and we've a base in Dublin, so they can come in off the street and talk to us. So it's a very interesting space right now. The endorsement space, I think it's 57 billion at the moment, like in 2022. It's 57 billion globally, this sports sponsorship market. It's going to be 90 billion in 2027. So, yeah, that's where it's going. And then like all this stuff of opening up and kind of monetizing all sports has made it a growing business, Joe.
Sales is your background, Trevor. I take it you're still involved in that side of things too, on top of being co-founder.
Yeah, I kind of run the sales part of it. Yeah, my background was newspapers, and I suppose I cut my teeth in that. And then I was commercial director of Satanta Sports in Dublin, the broadcaster, you might remember then.
Yeah.
And then post that, we might have Dex set this up. So yeah, I run the sales department, correct?
You're ever expanding it. I mean, I said about it being tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's limitless what can be achieved for both ye and your own brand, but those you're trying to help maximise their own potential as well.
Correct. I mean, and we're going after the States and England and all that kind of stuff. So it is limitless. We have top athletes there, and you know, James Lowe is with us, Robbie Henshaw, Nina Carberry, John Egan, Ron O'Gara. Locally, we have your own Kieran Donaghy and Mark O'Shea, Jordan Lee, Paralympian from Killarney. And yes, we do the other stuff too. Like I'm working on a deal with Kevin De Bruyne and Benzema, Thierry Henry, Jack Grealish, and lots more. But like the thing is, we and Jesse Lingard, have to remember that Jesse Lingard did one post, he got 40 grand.
Wow.
So that's bad. Yeah, yeah. But like, but we treat them all the same. Like Nat Nyan, the first agent play for his badminton for his country. He's getting deals. So we have to treat everyone the same and monetize them. So it is monetizing. It costs per thousand of eyeballs on their social image rights to use their image for a year. So what do brands look for? What do companies look for when they're buying an athlete? They look for social, do a Q&A, use their image for a year, promote their products. And that's kind of, then it's about kind of putting that package together and getting them the best bang for their buck, I suppose, and who they are. And yes, it goes, if you're talking to someone like Kevin De Bruyne, it's seven figures. John, it's six figures. But it's all relative. The whole thing is to try and grow the sport, grow the eyeballs, I would think, for female sport. Get people into the stadiums, and you will see the brands knocking on the door, that's for sure.
Ireland, a smaller market, but a great potential, I'd imagine.
Ireland is a smaller market. For us starting out, it was a brilliant place to start because people were so open and they're kind of, you know, telling you what their needs were, right? We're a sports mad country, aren't we? Like,
yeah.
We watch everything, right? With horse racing, rugby, Gaelic football, female football, camogie. We just like sport, I think, and so do the Australians, right? So do the Americans. We all do, but sport is huge, and it's a great, even though it's niche. It's a huge business now, and Ireland's a great place to start our company, and we hope to grow. We've set of Alex in Toronto, Manav is in Dubai, and we want to kind of set up office in Boston and just grow over there. But we're Irish owned, fully Irish owned, and our head office is in Dublin. But yeah, we hope to expand into different markets too.
Wow, that's frightening. I mean, you talk about monetizing other brands, but you've got your own brand as well. Don't forget that.
Correct. And look, Sport Endorse, it's the whole idea behind it. It's a crest, even our logo, our colours and our logo. Every flag in the world is one of our colours in it. And it's about kings and queens, like men and women standing tall together in sport and business. That's the team behind it. Yeah, so look, we're happy with it. There's companies signing up every day to the platform to support Endorse Joe, and they're looking to kind of target athletes that they can work with, be it with product or cash sums. And that seems to be, you know, I think Estee Lauder are 75% of their marketing budget, which is in the hundreds of millions, right, mm-hmm. is going on influencers right now. So that'll tell you the way it's going. And everyone, like even a micro-influencer or a nano or macro-influencer, or even in the sports realm, they're all relative because they have high engagement. RGA people, by the way, in this country have a really high engagement, people kind of liking, sharing and all their stuff. And they're very valuable to a lot of companies, you know.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know ye represent elite athletes, but you just touched on it there. Fitness influencers. Who would be some of the more better known ones then in Ireland?
Do you know what? We have fitness influencers. Mainly though, for us, it's kind of the elite sports bracket. So everyone that's elite joins the platform, right? They can join and someone can book them. But we're a sports agency, you know, that's kind of what we do. And we try and attract the 66 disciplines that you know, brands that want to connect with them. But in terms of big influencers in America, Sasha DeJulian, the rock climber, like she's 500,000 followers. Like that's, you know, she's a rock climber and she's really, really, really in demand. Vanessa Buck, Annabelle Dimmock, the golfer, she's on the platform. Lauren Smith, Vicky Fleetwood, rugby player. Shantae McMillan, Lauren Guilfoyle, the presenter, Corey Carter, United States. We have a driver, motorcycle in India. It's quite interesting. And then, of course, Nina's there, Orla Dwyer, the Aussie Rules footballer, and that kind of thing. But more and more, kind of what we see on the platform, Joe, is that 40% of bookings are going towards females, right? And that's because, you know, they're good at their social, good at engaging and telling their story. So it is interesting that way.
Wow, it's amazing. And I mean, you cover everyone. You know, there's no sport that you can't cater for.
No, because there's a demographic and a brand for everybody, right? If you're a cyclist like Nico Roach, there's someone for you. If you're Nina Carberry and you're on Wim Dancing with the Stars, there's someone for you. So there's brands for everybody. And that's what we're trying to tell everybody. Look, join the platform, join Sport Endorse. You can get on and go on to sportendorse.com. Download the Sport Endorse app on your Android or Apple, and companies can join too on platform.sportendorse.com and have fun and book your talent and talk to them. You can talk directly to them too, so it's and build a relationship through the platform, through Sport Endorse.
Good stuff. Great talking to you, Trevor. Absolute best luck for
Thanks,
the future.
Joe.
We'll certainly keep in touch and see how the whole thing is progressing for you.
Appreciate you having me on today, Joe, and best luck. And best luck to the Kerry ladies tomorrow. I hope to bring back the silverware. And just a quick hello and congratulations to Dean Rock and Niamh, who had a baby boy this morning. So they haven't come up with a name yet, but just a quick shout out for them too.
How about Sam, I wonder?
I told the Dubs, you're going well, Ledger, for two losses in a row.
Good man. Keep at it. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Joe.
Cheers.
Appreciate it. Good luck.